Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 4th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about MasterCard joins blockchain-powered trade finance consortium Marco Polo. Ripple hires legal expert behind Token Taxonomy Act. Custody provider Legacy Trust launches crypto pension plan. Wallet giant blockchain raising $50 million crypto fund, report. Bitcoin network computing power nears 90 quintillion hashes per second. Team Satoshi is running again, this time for Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney. Crypto firms serving Netherlands must register with Dutch Central Bank. Crypto sleuthing firm Elliptic raises $23 million in fundraise led by SBI. Bitcoin short of bull target despite 5 days of price gains. China's crypto competitor is being built in a secret office with restricted access. Now let's get started. MasterCard joins blockchain-powered trade finance consortium Marco Polo. MasterCard has joined Marco Polo, a consortium working to simplify global trade with blockchain technology. Announced Tuesday, the payments giant's business-to-business global trade unit, MasterCard Track, will provide an access point to Marco Polo's working capital finance platform, which operates within a $1.5 trillion market, as estimated by the World Trade Organization. Founded by startups R3 and Tradex, Marco Polo uses the former's Corda blockchain platform. The network promises real-time connectivity, greater visibility for trading relationships, and lower barriers to accessing capital. Since launching in 2017, the network has attracted participation from major financial institutions such as BNP, Commerzbank, and Ing. It now has more than 25 members. MasterCard Track was developed with Microsoft's Azure Cloud Service and launched in 2018. The platform provides identifying, vetting, and onboarding services for more than 210 million registered entities worldwide. The scale and reach of MasterCard will complement and enable the large number of financial service providers who have pioneered the formation of the Marco Polo network over the past couple of years, Daniel Cotti, a managing director at Tradex, said in a press release. Still in a pilot phase, Marco Polo has been slowly releasing trade transaction services. In August, a third party to a trade triggered a real-time payment to a supplier as the goods left for their destination. Ripple hires legal expert behind Token Taxonomy Act. Blockchain payments tech provider Ripple has hired a former political advisor to boost its advocacy efforts with lawmakers in Washington, D.C. In a tweet reposted by Ripple on Tuesday, the new hire, Ron Hammond, announced that he has joined the firm as its new manager of government relations. Hammond previously served as a legislative assistant for Representative Warren Davidson, Republican, where he led the drafting of the Token Taxonomy Act, an attempt to bring in legislation giving cryptocurrencies clearer legal standing in the U.S. The bill, first introduced last year by Reps. Davidson and Darren Soto and reintroduced in April 2019, seeks to exempt certain cryptocurrencies and other digital assets from federal securities laws. Reps. Josh Gottheimer, Ted Budd, Scott Perry, and Tulsi Gabbard also co-sponsored the 2019 version of the bill. Michelle Bond, Ripple's global head of government relations, welcomed Hammond to the firm on her LinkedIn account, saying, "Thrilled to announce Ron William Hammond as Ripple's government relations manager. Ron brings a wealth of legislative and policy experience. Excited to have him on board as we continue to work closely with lawmakers, regulators, and partners worldwide. Hammond's knowledge of securities legislation may well come in handy for the firm." Ripple has notably been accused in lawsuits of selling unregistered securities via the XRP token that powers one of its banking payments products. With the U.S. also possibly moving to take a tough stance on crypto regulation, Ripple has also appealed to lawmakers not to stifle innovation by lumping all cryptocurrencies together. In a July blog post, the firm said in an open letter to Congress, We urge you to support regulation that does not disadvantage U.S. companies using these technologies to innovate responsibly, and classifies digital currencies in a way that recognizes their fundamental differences, not painting them with a broad brush. Custody provider Legacy Trust launches crypto pension plan. Cryptocurrency custody provider Legacy Trust is launching one of the first digital assets-based pension plans. The Hong Kong-licensed firm announced on Wednesday that the scheme will be on offer to both employees of participating firms and the self-employed, and will offer an underlying portfolio that includes cryptos as well as fiat currencies. It's also expected to appeal to crypto investors. Legacy Trust CEO Vincent Chok said, "We envisage that this will appeal to businesses who are active in the digital assets space, and who want to offer additional benefits to their employees to retain talent and recognize achievement. What better way to drive employee loyalty while allowing valuable staff to participate in the growth of the company and the digital asset space? The plan will be funded by either voluntary contributions or deducted directly from an employee's salary. The pension will be paid out after retirement of the scheme member, or to beneficiaries in the event of their death." Legacy Trust said the plan addresses various tax concerns for digital assets holders, though it did not offer any details. In March, the firm partnered with hardware wallet maker Ledger to offer institutional-grade cryptocurrency custody. By utilizing Ledger's multi-signature cryptocurrency wallet management product Ledger Vault, Legacy Trust said at the time it would be able to securely and efficiently custody clients' digital assets, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum-based ERC-20 tokens. Wallet giant blockchain raising $50 million crypto fund, report. Crypto wallet and data provider Blockchain is raising a VC fund to invest in industry startups and cryptocurrencies, Yahoo Finance says. According to a report on Wednesday, two sources said that Blockchain is in discussions with investors to raise $50 million for the fund. The LinkedIn profile for Sam Harrison, a Blockchain managing partner who was previously a principal at investment firm Naspers Ventures, further suggests the fund is already in existence and is also backed by Lightspeed Venture Partners, a Blockchain investor. It states, co-founded Blockchain.com Ventures, a venture capital fund anchored by Blockchain.com, the world's largest non-custodial wallet platform, and Lightspeed Venture Partners. The text further suggests that the fund has already invested in some firms, including Origin Protocol, CoinDirect, Sliver.tv, and Nodal. According to Crunchbase, Blockchain itself has raised $70 million over four rounds, including a $40 million Series B that saw Richard Branson and Lightspeed Venture Partners participate. The company recently launched an exchange platform called The Pit, and last year branched out with its first-ever hardware crypto wallet. The firm's website says its wallet app has been downloaded over 41 million times. Bitcoin network computing power nears 90 quintillion hashes per second. Bitcoin, BTC, has seen yet another sharp increase in its computing power after its network hash rate grew 25% in a week. Hash rate climbs to all-time high. Data from monitoring resource Blockchain puts Bitcoin's hash rate at 87 quintillion hashes per second, HS, as of September 3. The figure passed 80 quintillion HS for the first time in early August, and has set new highs on an almost daily basis in recent months. Hash rate refers to the overall computing power involved in processing Bitcoin transactions. The greater the metric, the more power available, and hence the more secure the Bitcoin network is. Additionally, a rising hash rate means that forward-looking miners are investing vast amounts of resources to expand their operations, i.e. betting on Bitcoin's value to increase in the future. Kaiser, price follows hash. Miners have piled into Bitcoin again in 2019 after last year's hash rate slump, something accompanied by a price bull run beginning April 1. Now, commentators believe further gains for hash rate and price are on the horizon. The race to mine the last 3 million Bitcoin will keep hashrate growing rapidly for the next few years, Blockstream CSO, Samson Mo, wrote on Twitter on Monday. RT host Max Keiser meanwhile pointed to ongoing political upheaval in the United Kingdom as fueling the Bitcoin price. Bitcoin hash rate continues strong upturn. Price follows hash. Chaos as UK melts down, bringing in panic buying from Brits, reportedly, he theorized just before press time on Wednesday. BTC, USD made sudden gains at the start of the week, rising almost 10% since the weekend. Team Satoshi is running again, this time for Bitcoin pioneer Hal Finney. On Friday, September 6, Bitcoiners around the world are vowing to run in memory of the late Hal Finney. Anyone is invited, and dozens of the technology's enthusiasts have already pledged to join. Finney has long been touted as one of the first people to see the promise of Bitcoin, long before it had a price, and even ardent computer scientists weren't quite sure if the decentralized money would really work in practice or not. The computer scientist and noted cryptographer ultimately died in August 2014 after a battle with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, a neurodegenerative disease that eats away at neurons in the body, leading him to be stuck in a wheelchair for the last few years of his life. Still, that isn't stopping others from seeking to combine Finney's passions to honor his legacy. Team Satoshi, a group who wants people to raise awareness of Bitcoin through sport, is throwing this event in his memory because he loved to run. Finney even left a trail of his final runs on Twitter. "Just got back from 11-mile run, really treasure each one now," he tweeted on August 22, 2009. His life partner Fran Finney later pointed out the message was sent just 17 days after he learned he had ALS. She tweeted 2 weeks later that September 6, 2009 was his last real run. 10 years later, Bitcoin enthusiast Vitus Zeller is organizing this run in his memory, as a part of Team Satoshi. Just last week, he and several others ran, swam, and biked across Europe for Bitcoin. "I thought it would fit great as a Bitcoin and cypherpunk community event to ask enthusiasts to join in for a run on the 10th anniversary of his last real run," Zeller said. Fran Finney told CoinDesk that she plans to participate as well. "I am very touched by the event. I know Hal would be, too. I have so many wonderful memories of the two of us running," she said, adding, "I definitely plan to quietly and contemplatively go for a run on September 6, on some of the trails we used to run together." Notably, Bitcoin developer Hire Matt Corallo and Lightning developer Rene Pickhurt plan to participate, and a group of Bitcoiners is meeting up at a lake in the capital of Switzerland for a 7 to 10 kilometers run. Crypto firms serving Netherlands must register with Dutch Central Bank. The Dutch Central Bank is taking a tougher stance on the cryptocurrency industry, citing new European Union anti-money laundering (AML) laws. Beginning January 10, 2020, companies or persons involved in the conversion of crypto to fiat currencies or offering crypto deposit services will be required to self-register with the De Nederlandse Bank (DNB), the DNB announced Tuesday. The order includes firms based outside the Netherlands that are serving Dutch nationals, even via the internet. "It is irrelevant whether they are established in the Netherlands," a DNB representative said in a Q&A, adding, "Also providers that offer such services from another EU member state, for example via a website, must register, regardless of whether the provider is already registered in that member state." DNB says the oversight is meant to comply with the 5th EU Anti-Money Laundering Directive (AMLD5), which will also go into effect on January 10, 2020. The initial registration period will last 6 months after the January date. Companies that fail to submit registration beforehand could be forced to shut down once the rules go live, the DNB said. "During these 6 months, you must therefore already comply with the requirements of the law," the DNB said. "If, at the time the law comes into force, you have not submitted a request for registration, you must stop your service." Further, significant shareholders and directors must also be able to prove their AMLability to a DNB assessment. Under AMLD5, member states must issue crypto regulations adhering to the policy before January 10. Interpretation of what regulations must be considered or created falls to each state's discretion, the release says. In the Netherlands, the DNB will take into account past actions of each company in addition to the specific function, the nature, size, complexity and risk profile of the company, and the composition and functioning of the collective. Earlier this spring, the Dutch Financial Criminal Investigative Service shut down CoinMixer bestmixer.io, seizing multiple servers in the Netherlands and Luxembourg. The DNB did not respond to questions by press time. Crypto sleuthing firm Elliptic raises $23 million in fundraise led by SBI. Blockchain forensics firm Elliptic has raised $23 million in a Series B funding round led by Tokyo-based financial institution SBI Holdings. Announced Wednesday, the funding will help drive Elliptic's Asia expansion, which includes a recently opened Singapore office and one in Japan that will open this week. Tomoyuki Ni, Executive Officer for Overseas Investment at SBI Investment, who will be joining Elliptic's board of directors, told CoinDesk that the Japanese company contributed $10 million to the funding round. Also participating in the round were Albion VC and existing investors including Signalfire, Octopus Ventures, and Santander Innoventures. Ed Lassels of Albion VC will also be joining the Elliptic board. James Smith, CEO and founder of Elliptic, said Tokyo and Singapore were attractive locations not only because of their vibrant crypto communities but also because of the technologically advanced regulators in those jurisdictions, Smith told CoinDesk. The Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Japanese Financial Services Agency are very well versed in crypto. Japan has its own licensing scheme for exchanges. I think all that is really key to the growth of crypto because once you set the ground rules, then businesses can engage and innovate. Asia and beyond. Elliptic uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to trace and locate suspicious transactions on blockchains. Smith said Elliptic would be used across SBI's suite of crypto businesses including its exchange, VC trade, and custody business, and more broadly across SBI's portfolio of blockchain companies and its banking and financial partners. There's going to be a strong market push together, where we will be working hard with SBI to capture the Japan's market and then the Asian market more broadly, Smith added. Founded in 2013, Elliptic previously raised $12 million over five seed and Series A rounds, the last round in December 2017 led by Signalfire raised $5 million. Beyond Asia, Elliptic's funding will also be used to develop monitoring services for Facebook's Libra network and incipient central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. On the subject of Libra, Smith said, "I think that could be a huge leap forward for the adoption of digital currencies more broadly and we'll ensure that that's supported on our platform." XRP Factor. As well as building a raft of crypto-facing businesses, SBI Holdings, previously known as SoftBank Investment, is the largest external investor in XRP, the native cryptocurrency of the Ripple blockchain system. SBI has ambitious plans to build an XRP ecosystem in Japan where the coin has a sizable hardcore group of fans, according to SBI's Ni. It's also one of the reasons Elliptic was attractive to SBI since it happens to be the best blockchain sleuthing firm when it comes to XRP. Ni told CoinDesk. The good thing about Elliptic is they can trace XRP unlike some other anti-money laundering AML platforms. We looked into those companies and actually I think Elliptic's product was the best in terms of AML. Smith said that Elliptic is agnostic when it comes to which coins it monitors, but said many customers had asked about XRP, particular as his firm turned its attention to Asia. According to Smith, the Ripple Ledger carries a high volume of data on-chain because of the way market makers are built into the system and this leads to lots of information about bids and offers on trades. There are huge amounts of data in that blockchain, it's probably the biggest blockchain by data, so much information is recorded on it. It's also used in slightly different ways to some of the other cryptocurrencies, as in there are more financial institutions like SBI who are using it as part of their business operations, said Smith. Ni said SBI's goal is to see XRP showcased as a global cryptocurrency at the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo, adding, "At the Tokyo Olympics, a lot of people will come to Japan. They will be shopping and traveling around and they will be able to use XRP in a secure way, protected by a platform like Elliptic." Bitcoin short of bull target despite 5 days of price gains. View. Bitcoin's 5-day winning run, the longest in a month, has neutralized the short-term bearish view. AUTC close above the lower high of $10,956 created on August 20 is needed for a bullish revival. Volumes picked up on Tuesday, adding credence to Monday's triangle breakout on the daily chart. So, a rise to $10,956 may be on the cards. The probability of a move above $10,956 would weaken if the prices drop below key the crucial support at $10,286 on the hourly chart. Acceptance below that level could yield a deeper drop into four figures. Bitcoin, BTC, has charted its longest daily winning run in a month, but is yet to confirm a short-term bullish revival with a move above key resistance near $11,000. The premier cryptocurrency eked out 2.24% gains on Tuesday, having risen by 0.95, 0.15, 1.81, and 6.32% on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, respectively, according to Bitstamp data. That five-day winning streak is the longest since early August. Back then, BTC rallied over the seven straight days from July 30 to August 5. The longest daily winning run of 2019 is the eight-day rising trend observed from July 19 to July 26, which produced a rally from $9,000 to a 17-month high of $13,880. With the latest five-day upwards climb, BTC has largely recovered its drop from the August 21 high of $10,807 to a one-month low of $9,320 on August 29. The cryptocurrency clocked a high of $10,807 yesterday and was changing hands at $10,570 at time of writing, prices from Bitstamp. The bounce has neutralized the short-term bearish view put forward by the range breakdown witnessed on August 28, and the outlook would turn bullish if prices print a UTC close above $10,956 August 20 high, invalidating the lower highs setup, as discussed yesterday. The probability of BTC challenging $10,956 has increased in the last 24 hours, according to the technical charts. BTC jumped 6% on Monday, confirming an upside break of a descending triangle pattern, a bullish development. Monday's move lacked volume support and looked unsustainable. Prices, however, rose to a 13-day high of $10,783 yesterday with buying volume, green bar, hitting the highest level since August 15, the day BTC charted a quick recovery from $9,467 to levels above $10,000. That's given the triangle breakout credence and prices could rise to $10,956 in the next day or two. Supporting the bullish case is the Moving Average Convergence Divergence (MACD) histograms move above zero and an above 50 reading on the Relative Strength Index (RSI). The 5- and 10-day moving averages have also produced a bullish crossover. A high-volume daily close above $10,956 would open the doors to the next major resistance lined up at $12,000. BTC is trapped in a falling channel on the hourly chart above left and is currently bouncing up from the rising trendline support. An upside breakout and hourly close above the upper edge of the channel at $10,637 would imply a resumption of the five-day winning run and further boost the prospects of a move above the bearish lower high of $10,956. The bullish case, however, would weaken if prices find acceptance below the rising trendline and dive below $10,286 horizontal support line. That would shift the focus back to the bearish indicators on the weekly chart above right and could yield a deeper drop to levels below $10,000. On the weekly chart, the 5- and 10-week MAs have produced a bearish crossover and the MACD histogram is reporting bearish conditions for the first time since February. Other indicators are also biased bearish, as discussed yesterday. China's crypto competitor is being built in a secret office with restricted access. The People's Bank of China, PBOC, is charging full speed ahead with its digital currency plans, hoping to beat Facebook's Libra to market. A dedicated team from the central bank's digital currency research lab is now developing the system in a closed-door environment, away from the PBOC's downtown Beijing headquarters, a person close to the bank told CoinDesk. The team has been working in this separate location since early summer so they could fully concentrate on the project, this person said. The work has been expedited as Facebook unveiled in June its vision for Libra, a global cryptocurrency to facilitate payments, the source added. The Libra announcement rattled governments around the world, spurring congressional hearings in the United States and bold new thinking by central bankers such as Bank of England Governor Mark Carney. Much about the PBOC's project remains under wraps, and there have been conflicting accounts about the timetable and the degree of involvement by major Chinese companies. When launch? According to a September 4 report by state-owned media outlet China Daily, closed-loop testing has begun for the central bank digital currency CBDC to simulate payment scenarios involving some commercial and non-government institutions. If things go well, the project could launch sooner than Libra, which is targeting the first half of 2020 for its debut, China Daily said in an earlier report. Forbes reported last week that China's big four state-owned commercial banks, as well as fintech giants Alibaba, Tencent, UnionPay, and an unnamed company, will be the first batch of organizations to receive the CBDC. It could be launched as soon as November, Forbes said. The four commercial banking giants are Bank of China, China Construction Bank, Agricultural Bank of China, and the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, which is one of the largest banks in the world by total assets. But hours following Forbes' report, Chinese publications Tencent News and Sina said the timeline and scope of the eight institutions were inaccurate speculations, citing people close to the central bank. And yet, a second source who is familiar with the PBOC's CBDC efforts told CoinDesk that organizations mentioned in the Forbes report have indeed participated in the development of the CBDC initiative. But the source would not say whether all or only some of the mentioned institutions will be receiving the state-backed digital yuan upon the launch. A third person who works for one of the mentioned institutions said there's such work ongoing inside his organization, but it's unclear what the actual contribution is since the details are confidential due to non-disclosure agreements. The mentioned organizations did not respond to CoinDesk's request for comment. Regional rollout. Whenever the CBDC launches, the central bank may not roll it out nationwide on day one. Chinese state-owned publication Global Times said last week, citing industry sources familiar with the matter, that the system may be launched in Shenzhen first to test the waters. There, local companies including Tencent and state-owned financial institutions are researching technical frameworks to support the development of the CBDC. The PBOC's Digital Currency Research Lab previously launched an entity called Shenzhen FinTech Research Institute with Shenzhen's local government and financial regulator to undertake fintech and digital currency-related projects. The institute has also been on a hiring spree with job advertisements looking for various technical experts including blockchain architects and cryptography specialists to be based in Shenzhen and Beijing. The PBOC's Digital Currency Research Lab has filed more than 50 patent applications to detail the potential design of the state-backed digital yuan. CoinDesk reported previously that based on the patent filings, the envisioned CBDC may only resemble a cryptocurrency at a surface level as a peer-to-peer transaction system but will strip off most cryptocurrencies' anonymity and decentralization features. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.